Baruch Lurie joining us in a studio from Nusrams. Baruch, a very good morning. How are you?
Good
Welcome
morning.
Back.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
And you weren't well last week. It wasn't sickle cell anemia, was it?
No, but I just thought of quite a cool joke. What
What's
do you
that?
Call a Jewish blister? An ulcer.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. You know, we take our health very, very, very seriously, indeed. And certainly I'm sort of a world-class hypochondriac,
yes.
I'd like to think. You know, if you are going to do something, do it properly. All right, so welcome back. We had the privilege of having your mom in studio last week, the launch of a book. How did it go?
It went very nicely. It was very cool, yeah.
It's a very cool book, so I was certainly not surprised that that it went nicely and that it went well. What's happening at Nusbaum's this week?
So we're doing a very cool special this week.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know we make the best kosher fried chicken in town.
Mm-hmm.
And this week what we're doing is we're doing kosher fried chicken portions.
Right.
And the deal is it's 149 rand a kilo. So normally it's 169 rand a kilo. So there's
right.
a 20 rand saving first of all.
Big difference, yeah.
And second of all, what we're doing is every kilo that you buy, we're going to give you 500 grams of coleslaw for free.
Wow.
So you actually get quite a cool meal.
So it's actually it's an incredible meal.
It's like a combo meal, yeah. Yeah. So a kilo
Very
of
nice.
Kosher fried chicken portions
uh-huh.
for 149 rand and you get 500 grams of coleslaw.
That is really
charge.
That is really great.
Yeah.
And how long is that on for?
It's on until Sunday this week.
Great. So it's
starting today at 12.
And that's great for Shabbat. It's a great Shabbat
yeah,
meal
it's a great
because
Shabbat
you can
meal
have that cold, you
cold
can just have it hot,
for
whatever
sure.
you want. That's really,
yeah.
really awesome. So how does it work? Do you see, I'm always interested in how things change through those different seasons. You know, we've had, it's the first time it started to get just properly cold,
yeah.
Certainly in the mornings. And do you see people's habits changing now in terms of what they're looking for in food?
Absolutely, yes. So, in the summer, we would sell on a Wednesday, Thursday, a lot of steaks and boerewors and burgers. And in the winter, on a Wednesday, Thursday, we sell a lot of stewing stuff. So stewing beef, stewing lamb, chicken carcasses for a chicken soup, marrow bones, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it definitely
So much
change.
More hearty.
More hearty,
type of
more
food.
Comfort food, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. It's, yeah. Do you change your menus?
So we add more stewy items and more cottage pie-y kind of items, etc.
Mm.
And then sometimes we do different soups and poikies and that kind of stuff, yeah. So we're chopping and changing always.
Yeah, very, very interesting. The other thing that also I'm fascinated by is kosher food in South Africa in terms of style, in terms of some of the things we eat versus kosher food around the world. Now, obviously, the most obvious ones are the biltongs and the dry horses that you don't expect to see in a butchery in, you know, in New Jersey. But how different has, how much has kosher eating been influenced by local here in South Africa?
So in my community, it's actually very popular to make a poiki on a winter Sunday.
Right.
And I recently found out that it's not just unique to us and that many Yiddish communities on a Sunday go out to parks, etc. with their families.
Right.
And make a poiki. So this Sunday we did a poiki. It took us 4 hours, but it was actually quite a cool, fun family
exercise.
That sounds
like way too much commitment.
But it was fun, and each kid got to cut a different vegetable, and we added the stuff and layered it at different times. And then when it came supper time at like 5:30, it was like a real fun family experience.
Right.
So that's like a South African kosher kind of version.
Yeah, for sure.
It sticks out, yeah.
Maureen wants to know, where is this food, please?
Which food are we talking about, Maureen?
I think she's talking
the KFC
about
and coleslaw.
Exactly. I think she's talking about the fried chicken special.
So the fried chicken special takes place at Nusbaum's Glen Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
It's an in-store only promotion, and that is opposite Yeshiva College, 53 Ridge Road.
Right, and give us that those prices again.
So that's kosher fried chicken portions. Mm-hmm. It's on the bone. It's 149 rand a kilo, and every kilo you purchase, you get 500 grams of coleslaw, no charge.
That's awesome. That's absolutely a fantastic. Time is 8:16. That's Baruch Lurie. He's here from Nusbaum's. Nusbaum's keeping us updated every week as to what is going on in a store.